7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So one of the beliefs that we have as Muslims regarding the Holy Prophet, rather the noble Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that he is an example for us in all aspects of our lives. And this is something that is clear from the verses of the glorious Quran, where it says that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a uswa, or a role model and an example for us. But this is not just in his worship, but in every aspect. And one of those aspects is also the family and how we deal with our children, how we deal with people who are younger than us, how we deal with people who are older than us, how we deal with our spouses, and so on and so forth. And therefore, there have been many books written on each and every one of these aspects. For example, books on how the Holy Prophet treated his wives, how the Holy Prophet treated his children, how the Holy Prophet treated his companions, and so on and so forth. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a book that deals with one of the behavioral attributes of the Holy Prophet towards a particular age group, and then how, you know, we can benefit from this practical example of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take these teachings and try to implement them in our lives. Because this is the purpose of the sunnah, correct? The sunnah of the Nabi, the behavior of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not just something that we should look at and admire. Rather, it is there for us to implement, to learn from, and to implement in our own lives. So inshallah, based on what we have just said, the book that we would like to introduce in our next segment is based on one of the sunnahs of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So as mentioned in our previous segment, the book that we would like to introduce is titled The Prophet's Attitude Towards Children and Youth. It is a translation of the book written by Muhammad Ali Chanarani. It was translated into English by Mehdi Azadi. So it was registered in Persian and translated into English by Mehdi Azadi. This book was published by the Ahlul Bayt Wal Assembly, and which is based in Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran. The first printing of this book occurred in the year 2012. So this is the book that we would like to speak about. So this book has four chapters. Chapter one, speaking about upbringing. How do you upbring your children? What is the means of it? The importance of it. The second one speaks about affection and how you should be affectionate towards children and towards youth, and what are the effects of this affection. The third chapter speaks about the showing of affection, for example, the kissing of children. The fourth chapter of, you know, taking time out to be with children, to play with them. And then chapter five, obviously, feeding them and so on and so forth. The second part of the book deals with youth. So the first part deals with children, the second part deals with youth. So again, teenagers, you know, maybe we can say from 12 years onwards. So the first one is the life force of youth, you know, the energy that the youth have. The second chapter is how young people are attracted to religion,
The third chapter is the state employment of youth. What is the duty of the state and the government with regards to youth? The fourth chapter deals with the characteristics of youth, and that is it. And then it ends with Imam Khomeini's wise advice to young people, which is something beneficial for us to actually delve into. So basically, this is the book, and hopefully it will benefit our dear listeners. This book is available, if I'm not mistaken, online. Our dear brothers and sisters can search for it online and hopefully benefit from the contents that it contains. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So the book that we introduced to our dear listeners was titled The Prophet's Attitude Towards Children and Youth. This book was written by Muhammad Ali Chanarani and translated into English from the Persian by Mehdi Azadi and published by the World Ahlul Bayt Assembly. So the portion that we would like to read for our dear listeners is titled The Prophet and Youth. So this again is from the second segment of the book. And we obviously read this for the benefit of our dear listeners, inshallah. So The Prophet and Youth. Young people are by nature fond of truth, piety and salvation. Therefore, they are very keen to do right and good. They take pleasure in doing so and always think of piety and divine values while trying to base their words and deeds on righteousness and true values. Young people regret when they see that others are not following the right path and they suffer on seeing people doing wrong. They also think that they should gain the power to prevent such unrighteousness. When the Prophet publicly invited the people to Islam, the first people who followed him were young people. The important point to note is that these youth were the sons and daughters of the nobles, rich and renowned families of the Quraysh. The youth who were tired of the miserable conditions of the backward Arab nation and the outdated superstitious practices of the age of ignorance warmly welcomed the spiritually liberating invitation of the Prophet of Islam. The valuable words of the Prophet were effective for all walks of life, but the young people expressed more interest than others. The Prophet's words responded to their internal thoughts and nourished their spirits. When Mus'ab ibn Umair, the Prophet's special representative for teaching the Quran and propagating Islamic teachings, arrived in Medina, the number of young people who accepted his teachings was larger than that of the elderly. Mus'ab resided in Asad ibn Zarara's house. During the day, he would go to where the Khazraj tribes gathered and invite him to Islam. And mostly young people accepted his invitation. So as we can see, this is one of the beautiful teachings that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trained youth. These youth then went out and propagated and they attracted more youth towards the religion of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be those who are able to train our children, to bring up our children in the right way, so that the blessed religion of Islam benefits them and they see the value of Islam and that they are then the supporters of Islam and especially the supporters of the final Imam, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. Insha'Allah, until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on IRIB English Radio.